Oh, this is good. Just look at all these apples. Oh, I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to have a great time with these apples. Make lots of things, lots of nice things, have lots of nice things to eat.
Not at the end of the bag, yes. Yeah, we've got a problem.
Yeah, what's the problem?
We can't fit any more in.
Oh my goodness.
We've got harvest.
Oh, for goodness sake. What can I do about that then?
Well, maybe we need a bigger box. Maybe we can access the production shelves.
But the thing is, if I put them in a bigger box,
yeah,
there'd be more apples, and there might be more than I would need. And then I would have to store them, and they might go bad.
Mm. Well, it's a bumper harvest, and it's yours, so...
Yeah, I know, but, you know, there must be something else I can do with them. I mean, I don't want them to go bad. That would be waste.
Yeah.
What do you think I could do?
Gosh,
I mean, they're my apples. They're my apples, so, I mean, what can I do with them? Anybody got any ideas? What can I do with them?
Trying.
Give them away.
They're my apples. I don't know if I want to give them away. Do you think that's a good idea? Give them away?
Well, I suppose if you only need so many, you've got more than you need.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Maybe I'll just have to do that. Maybe I'll just have to share. We've just been speaking about greed, haven't we? Maybe it'd be a bit greedy keeping them all for myself. And then if they went bad, nobody would get the use of them, would they?
Yeah.
Right. Jesus told a story about that. Thanks, Mike. Jesus told a story about that in Luke's Gospel. And I'm going to read it from scripture just now. I think it's up on the screen. Thank you. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I know, I'll do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax. Eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." Now, to put this into context, Jesus was speaking earlier about, he was warning about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, and he was encouraging his disciples as those to live who trust God. And then a man shouts out from the crowd, and he said to Jesus, "Tell my brother to give me a bigger share of the inheritance." He's saying, "I've not got enough, I want more, I want more." So Jesus tells this parable against being greedy. In Ecclesiastes, the writer says, "I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to my successor. And who knows whether he will be wise or foolish, yet he will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. So this is basically what Jesus is saying. You store up possessions, you store up goods, but will we ever get, what good are they to us when we leave this earth? Somebody else gets the benefit. When we part this earth, somebody else gets the benefit. But maybe they won't appreciate what we've worked for because they've never had to work for it. So what's the point? Why don't we take time to enjoy what we have and share it with others? Not just apples, not just food, anything at all that we have. We might have a really lovely car. Oh, I'm not going to let anybody in my car, they'll make a mess of it. I'm going to keep this car nice and clean to myself. Why not share it? Somebody that wants to come to church and hasn't got transport, bring them along. Somebody that needs transport to go to hospital. I know folks do that already, and that's just an example. But there's lots of ways we can share our possessions and what we have with others. Amazingly, I'm saying amazingly, and I shouldn't have really, because last night I was praying. I didn't know how I was going to do this morning, and I was praying to the Lord, oh, give me the words. And I say amazingly, but the Lord answers prayer, and we shouldn't be amazed. But this morning in my devotions, would you believe, it was this parable. And the commentator says it a lot better than I could, so I'm going to read out what the commentator said. Today's parable offers a vivid portrayal of someone whose life revolves entirely around himself. He begins as a wealthy man and grows even wealthier after an exceptional harvest. He asks an important question. What shall I do now? But the answer he gives is entirely self-serving. Rather than considering others or giving thanks, he decides to tear down his existing barns, which were already sufficient, and build larger ones to hoard his surplus. His focus is entirely on possession and preservation. Everything is centered on himself. In the language everything is centered on himself in the language he uses. My crops, my barns, my grain, my goods, even my soul. But what he fails to grasp is that his soul was never his to begin with. It belonged to God, and when God called him home, he had nothing lasting to offer, only stored up goods and selfish plans. Makes you think, doesn't it? Certainly makes you think. And this is I've been challenged by that, and it's a challenge for each and every one of us, because we face the same temptations that rich man faced. We could be that man in the story, the one who thinks only about ourselves. We never think about others. The one who keeps everything we have without sharing, the same as he did. We have the same choice as that rich man had. Keep what we have to ourselves, or we could thank God for what we have and use it to share with others. Certainly something to think about. Amen.